Some of you know that I used to like riding horses, and I still do, I guess, but my shoulders are destroyed. I'm going to be in surgery, and the last thing I need is to fall off a horse right now. It's the last thing. But back in the day, I was partial not to horses, but to girls, because the girls loved riding horses, and the girls loved Joni Mitchell. And now I see I'm on a horse, or Chicago's on a horse, hurtling down to like some highway, like 95th Street or 87th Street, with cars and trucks rolling, and you can't turn the horse around, and it's just got the bit in its teeth, and you can't, you're pounding on the neck, you're beating it, you're pulling on the reins, and it won't turn, and it's just determined to roll out there into the trucks. And that's where we are now as the mayoral race begins. Chicago's in a tough spot. We're going to learn a lot about Chicago in the next few weeks. And the main thing we're going to learn is whether Chicago wants to survive. You're on the Chicago Way with Jeff Carlin, executive producer, WGN Radio, master of pies, baker of pies, baker of cats. Sorry, Jeff, whatever it was. And I'm John Cass, husband, father, Orthodox Christian, bottle washer, editor-in-chief of your favorite website, John Cass News. And so where are you as we turn the page on 2022 and open the book to 2023? You're on the Chicago Way with Jeff Carlin and John Cass on WGN Plus.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall style attitude to power. And it's the Chicago Way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
The Chicago Way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
So how were the holidays for everybody? I like calling it Christmas. I'm sorry. How was Christmas for everyone? If you didn't celebrate Christmas, you could maybe have celebrated something else, like the made-up Kwanzaa Day or some other, like Hanukkah. Or anyway, there's many holidays for you to choose from. Jeff, how was your Christmas time?
We celebrated Christmas in South Carolina, John. It was lovely. We had the whole family together. A little bit of travel included in that, but it was worth it. But everyone was healthy, happy, and safe, and it was just fun to hang out and tell stories and play games and hang out with my brother's kids and my brother and sister-in-law, my dad, my wife. It was very festive. How about you, John?
Yeah, good. We had a bunch of people over at the in the house that you may have read about with the sumptuous wood floors.
Sumptuous wood floors, yes.
And yes. Don't worry. I mean, I guess Eric Zorn must have wanted to be invited, but I'm never going to invite him. Sorry, Eric, but, you know, why even pretend, right?
Yeah, sure.
But it was great Christmas, and my mom came over. Pick my mom up. There's always a little drama here and there, mm-hmm. But that's just part of family and part of Christmas and being together. And so, we're getting ready for the main event.
Yes.
The mayor's race.
The mayor's race is ahead of us in 2023. It's going to make for some interesting couple of weeks here as we gear up for it. And as you and I were talking earlier, we haven't seen anything yet. This thing's going to bring out and draw some interesting lines in the sand around different groups. But we'll get to that, John. We should start things off looking at the year that was. Because
okay,
2022 was quite a year. I mean, you had your one shoulder surgery, and I think you're having another one coming up.
They're interested in what's happened to me, I guess. Some are, but you know what? What about themselves? They saw their country almost experienced a red wave, a red tsunami, and then it turned out to be a little red fart, although yeah. It smelled odious. And I'm wondering how long do people like Mitch McConnell of Kentucky pretend that they're really going to stay in this leadership?
Right. I know. There's certainly been a changing of the guard that just hasn't trickled down yet. I think he'll his days are numbered, I believe. Yeah, I mean, he had a tough race in his own state that he was for the first time in almost ever. So it'll be interesting. It was quite a year, John. I mean, we had the Elon Musk Twitter stuff, and this is all something just recently happening. Right. We have
and the FBI being exposed,
right? The FBI being censoring exposed, the agent, Hunter tape, right. The Facebook stuff. But that stuff is kind of recent. You know, George Santos, the he who isn't who he says he is. I mean, the man of many faces. I mean, I don't know what the analogy there is that makes the most sense. But that guy, talk about. I mean, I get it. You know, everybody wants to pad things and fudge things a little bit here and there. But he didn't even come close to the truth about anything on his resume. I mean, if it was a corporate job, he'd be bounced in 24 hours. But that's not politics, right, John?
Well, there's an institution called the New York Times, and I know
I've heard of them.
They broke the story about Santos lying, but how did it even get that far?
Right.
Why did anyone want to write? Are there any political editors left? Who is this guy?
Right.
Dig around in there. See what he's got under his fingernails. Anybody say anything like this?
No. And this isn't the first time he's run and been in a race. I mean, this guy has run for a similar office before. And so that was my first question, because I'm not following New York congressional races. But when they read through all these things, you're like, well, wait a minute. Nobody went to his schools to say, hey, you know, we'd love to talk to somebody who knew him as a student just to see how inclined to be in a leader he was, or his acumen. Nobody did that, because they would have been like, we have no record of him. You know, none of the basic stuff that should have been done just wasn't done. I mean, that's the world we live in. And we keep giving ourselves this like sliding scale of crappiness as we just get crappier and crappier and crappier elected officials, because we're not doing the hard work to check out who they really are. And it's not like a new thing, right, John? I mean, this isn't something that just has popped up, but I feel like it's just gotten worse and worse, and to a point where it's just lazy. I mean, he's Jewish. Come on. That's just lazy.
That means I'm kind of a Jew. Right. I'm kind of Jewish.
Right.
Did his parents, I really don't care. Did his parents convert back to Christianity or to Christianity? Was it political fear? What? I don't really care. You know, it's an indictment not only on Mr. Santos, but also on the news media itself. But yeah. I don't have any. I mean, we're going through our own changes here in Chicago. We're going to have a major metropolitan area undergoing leadership change.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the news organizations here even remotely.
Right. Yeah. It makes you, it should be hopefully a wake up call, but to the political editors and the public to think, well, who is this person really that says that they're going to do all these great things for me? I mean, that's...
Chuy Garcia? Okay, let's hear it. Where's the Chuy Garcia stories about the Chuy's son and the Mayor Brown representing Chuy's son, and who was alleged to have been a gangbanger? Mm-hmm. And where are those stories? I don't see them, because nobody wants to talk about them. Kind of like they don't want to talk about the Safety Act, which just recently
approved
by a judge.
Torpedoed, right? Jeez. Right. It's funny. That's one of those things where you're like, the simplicity of that ruling, and for those who aren't aware, as we tape this, the news kind of hit late before we got to the mic, but The Safety Act has been, and I'm sure you'll know about it by the time you hear this, but the Safety Act has been torpedoed. It's unconstitutional on the basis of it runs afoul of the separation of powers laid out in our state's constitution, meaning that the General Assembly can't write and dictate rules and protocols.
They're not the judge.
But that's more even in the weeds. I mean, the base of it is that the General Assembly can't write rules and guidelines and set up protocols for the courts. They have to be separated. Courts define their own ways to run things. The General Assembly defines their own way to write laws and run laws. And they can't interfere with each other unless those things run afoul of the Constitution, which is what happened here. And so at a base rate, it's pretty genius. I mean, I'm kind of sad that it took this long with so many people looking at the ways to bring this thing to a hold. And it took this, which it makes great sense. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where that goes, because you know that Pritzker is not going to let this die in the vine as it is. You know, he's going to get it all the way up to the state Supreme Court. And
but what is it, Jeff? What is it that they're fighting for?
We've talked about this kind of before, but it's this idea of the headline. They want the headline to say that they're the first state to do this, to completely eliminate cash bail across the board and be ultra progressive.
But who are they appealing to?
Well, they're appealing to
a segment of the population, and they want their vote. So right. who is that group exactly? Because this is what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
If we're going to have progress, and they're all right. about progress, right? Progressive progress.
You know,
what is it? Is it appealing?
I don't think it's
who are in who are most most most. Likely to be on the wrong side of law enforcement and be sent to jail, and right. these are the people that they're trying to appeal to for votes. And
yeah,
another thing is, look, Lori Lightfoot comes with your BS of equity, right? Well, so is this criminal equity? Like, okay, only number of criminals arrested for violence against minorities, we can't imprison minorities. It only they're searching for the lone white defendant.
Is that I don't think that's better? It's funny. So my right. base reaction to that, John, is that it's just they're appealing to the media, so the media will run the story and the media will broadcast out that they're doing all these great things, and then below that tier. They're doing it. It splits. So the people who are going to see that headline are one going to be, you know, white guilt suburbanites who feel like that they don't do enough for quote unquote equity's sake. Right. And if they will feel better voting for people who are carrying the heavy load for them, and the you know leaders in minority communities and that represent people who do wind up in the criminal justice system. Those are the two segments that they're trying to reach to then control and influence the masses, and because it's not the rest of the state. I mean, I would hazard a guess that everybody who didn't vote for J.B. Pritzker in the last election does not think the Safety Act is a good idea, and it was this weird idea that there's some problems with the way we hold people in jails under bail.
It's
and
unfortunate that people are going to jail,
right?
Going to prison because they did crimes,
right?
That's and what it, happens when you do crime.
Sure, sure. Other people. But even before that, I mean, we're talking imprisonment. We're talking jailing. I mean, you're talking you're innocent until proven guilty kind of mentality, which is what the country was built on. But at the same time. You know, you can't say, well, we're going to blow up the whole thing and throw it all out because there are problems with it. Well, there were other ways to fix this. They just didn't want to do that because, again, they want the headline. They want the progressive golden star.
Here's a headline. Mayor Lightfoot joins with Tony Preckwinkle and Kim Fox and says, we're not going to arrest anyone.
Yeah.
There won't be any arrests anymore. Chicago is an enlightened place. Cook County, we're not going to arrest people. We're not going to inconvenience them by sitting in jail waiting for trial. We're just not going to do that. Why don't you just cut to the chase and do what they really are trying to do? But they don't have the honesty. Anyway,
that's to be decided next year. Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting year here, though, John. I mean, we had remember this is the year that Mike Madigan was indicted.
Whoa. Oh my God!
Right?
Is he still, yeah.
How about that?
And Burke and
right. Burke, well, Burke is yet to
But he resigned or he's right. not running. And Ann Burke, his wife, Supreme Court Justice, Illinois,
who will often decide on the Safety Act.
Right. And all this is, you know.
Yeah, Jesse Smollett was sentenced to jail. I mean, that happened this year too, John. That's how long ago was that?
Did he spend any time in jail?
You know, I think he was there was an appeal a late week right, later.
Of course.
Yeah, and so he's out.
So he basically appealed and stood on the courthouse steps mimicking Barack Obama singing an Al Green song in the White House.
That's right.
And that was his punishment. And
so, right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Jesse, we love you. We love you, right. Jesse. Yeah, start a race riot, but that's okay because, you know, you ate your tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, you're
in the middle of the night.
Cold.
Yeah, right, you're exactly. cold.
Right. What? I mean, that story happened this year, which I totally forgot. I mean, everything crazy you and I were just talking about happened in the last quarter of the year. So it'll be interesting. It's science this year, John. A couple of quick science stories that we have time.
Yeah.
You have the story of a net positive, a fusion reaction that was controlled, which is an amazing thing. And John, you always talk about, when are we going to go to the deep space, the planets, or time fusion. Travel?
Right.
Yeah. Fusion is the way that happens. You need to be able to control and sustain fusion because it's limitless energy. And that is this first baby step towards possibly time travel, John, if it's theoretically possible, or deep space travel, or wormholes, all that stuff that Elon Musk supposedly says he's going to do in his lifetime.
And you're bringing us closer and closer to the Borg as you speak.
The Borg, exactly.
Because sooner or later, and by the time people figure out that the big cube floating in the sky is the Borg, where resistance is futile,
right?
It'll be too late, Jeff. And we'll already have, you know, we don't even know if it's already happened. And we're living in Borg world in a right. ship.
This could all be a simulation, John.
Yeah, they pump simulations into our head.
Right. So that was a big story.
On. What about the other science story?
Another great science story. There was HIV was cured in a woman with a set of drugs and what they call, for lack of a better word for it, a vaccine for HIV, and that's a pretty amazing thing. I mean, that how crazy of a disease that is, and just the science behind it is amazing that they're able to. That it's essentially trick. And I know, John, you don't. You're on the. Let's say on the fence. I don't put words in your mouth, but I know that this type of science isn't your favorite thing. But they were able to trick the human immune system into attacking HIV and destroying right.
it. It's a disease. And it kills people, and we should fight it. I mean,
right. There's some ethical questions there with you know, we're modifying DNA and editing things. I mean, we've talked about this. It becomes a slippery slope once you start down that path, and you need strong guide rails to keep it from being, you know.
I'm waiting for the headline about the person that, you know, I took the vaccine, and now I can have unprotected sex every time I want. You know,
right. Exactly.
I'm waiting for that story.
Well, right. And I'm waiting for the stories of Chinese, you know, clone farm discovered in Siberia and they're cranking out, you know, soldiers or something. That's the story I'm worried about, because if there's going to be a country that goes that route first, it's going to be the Chinese.
That's a Star Wars story for me.
Right. That's anyway. A great story. One of the most amazing things I was so excited about was the JWST, the telescope that went up in space, the James Webb telescope. It's an amazing thing. A huge feat of science, allows us to see farther than we've ever seen before, essentially peering back almost to the beginning of the Big Bang, which is an incredible
of time for us. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So that was an incredible thing in my book. I'm also super excited about the Artemis One launch that happened earlier this month, which is our foray into returning humans back to the moon, surface of the moon, and eventually, hopefully, deep space travel with a moon, our own space station orbiting the moon, which would be kind of cool. And it's a great way to bring countries together, because a lot of different countries are working on that project. So that's really exciting to me.
I don't want them to work on it, because I don't want them up in space mining the moon. That should be ours. We landed on it. That's ours. All the rare metals that there aren't, are on
there
the moon
aren't should too be many rare metals. Moon's mostly iron and nickel. And
well, then why did we give up Afghanistan? Because that has a lot of metals.
Oh, well, right. Yeah, that was a whole different story.
Oh, yes.
And another interesting story, John, I like just is that we should all be happy about. They've discovered that the humpback whales are now, the numbers are increasing. So hooray for humpback whales. We should be excited that massive mammals, the largest mammals on the planet, are healthy.
What does Greta Thunberg say?
Well,
you have taken my dreams, then you have brought my dreams back to me. Is that what she's all confusing for Greta?
Yeah, well, I don't listen to her much. She's not my not in my circle of impact.
Let's get our feet to the ground as we close here.
Yes, absolutely.
And what is going to happen in the mayoral race in the next few days?
Yeah, it's going to really pour on the intensity. I think we're going to see. I mean, you do think that this field is going to have to winnow itself down to people saying, well, I'm not supporting so-and-so, or I'm not supporting so-and-so, you know, or people going the Ray Lopez route and just saying that there's too many horses in this race and I want out because I want Lori Lightfoot out, which, quick sidebar, John, on this.
Yeah.
You know, I was in South Carolina hanging out with my family, and, you know, they are former Chicagoans, and they were amazed at Lori Lightfoot trying to run again. They were blown away by the fact that she thinks that she's done a great job, and they haven't even been following it that much. They just they just know and have seen headlines and seen what people tell them. They can't believe it. So that doesn't bode well for her, but it bodes well for Chewy.
Chewy is running, even though he hasn't been challenged by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big cheering section in the Chicago Tribune. I don't know whether that's proper or good for the city. I think that basically we're going to find there's a candidate out there who can manage, and there are many who cannot manage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find if the people of Chicago want to survive and they want their city to survive, or they don't. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. And depending on who they select, I mean, like Jamal Green, okay, really? Or people like this, not that I'm not against this kid. You know, he's a pretty kid. He wants charisma. He wants to be a star. I understand all that. Right. But the city's on the brink now. The city's dying. And, It needs a doctor.
you mean Willie Wilson? He's a doctor.
He's a reverend doctor or something, right? Yeah, yeah, I never liked that doctor thing.
I know. I don't.
But
like
I do like, you know, Willie.
An honorary doctorate.
Well, you have to find when he said on our show, The Chicago Way. Remember when he asked us, did you have the tape rolling where he said, John, Jeff, can you find some white people I could give checks to?
Right. If you find the white people, I'll hand out the checks. He's got 18, I think last count, 18% of the city in the last race was, you know, they supported him, and he had that cachet to pass around. And remember, Lori Lightfoot said she was going to try to bring him into the fold. And then he never got a phone call, and he called and she wouldn't return his calls. And he said he wanted to help and be part of the, after he lost. I mean, he did the thing that you want the loser who's got influence to do. Say, hey, mayor, how can I help? How can I, you know, be good for the city? Do what we need to be done. And she blew him off and she ignored him. And now I hear stories that he's banned from public meetings of the city halls for like the housing authority. Allegedly, these are the stories that I'm hearing, but then and that's got to be coming from the mayor's office, which again, another knock on her. Why would she turn away anybody who's trying
petulant,
to help?
Petulant.
She's
stamping the most your feet.
Petulant person, elected official. I think her and Trump are the two petulant ones in my world that I can't believe we've elected to do anything. But that's me. I understand.
Laurie Antoinette.
I love that, John.
That's good. It works out.
John, any New Year's resolutions you're going to try to?
Yeah, I want to be able to get my arm, both arms in shape so I could fish for steelhead. Mm-hmm. I can do some hunting. I can get myself a German Shepherd dog that I'm looking forward to finding, and that I can ride a horse and fly a falcon or hawk on my wrist and go hunting with old Zeus. You know, Zeus is gun shy now, but you know, a hawk doesn't make a big sound, and that would always been my fantasy. And I just don't see that fantasy ever coming to place, but you know, you see what dreams may die, you know, when you're old. But yeah, there's a lot to do. And I guess I got to get through this surgery first. And it sucks because we're building up a subscription drive right now with the John Cass News. And many people, thousands of people are subscribing. It's really good. And I can't thank all of you enough. But, I have to have the surgery. So I'm lining up some people who write guest columns, and I'll be able to write in about a week. I'll be able to type in about a week. If you give me enough pain pills and whiskey, I can type. maybe not be good for the podcast, but sitting in a chair. Yeah.
Yeah. We could do some dictation, John, you know.
I don't know how that works. Yeah.
Well, John, I'm looking forward to it too. I'm looking forward to a healthy John Cass who's back at it.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to myself furthering my educational career here and essentially finishing the class portion of my degree so I can move on to being in classroom and trying to learn what it takes to become a good teacher and a great teacher and
be Mr. Carlin, Mr. Carlin, Johnny hit me with a molecule.
Exactly.
Don't throw the molecules at each other.
Yeah. Keep your molecules to yourself, kids. Right. Exactly. So
for Jeff Carlin, executive producer, WGN Radio, soon to be physics teacher. And for me, John Cass, editor-in-chief of johncassnews.com. Thanks for joining us on another edition of the Chicago Way podcast. And remember, it's the Chicago Way on WGN+.